Welcome back, UFOFers and freaky fandomites, to another episode of the Fortress of Fandom podcast. The podcast where tonight two guys sit around and talk about nerdy stuff. I'm Garrett, your host, and tonight I am once again joined by that guy, Raph. How's it going, man?
Hey, what's up, my guy?
Oh, you know, just same old stuff. How you been? It's
it's been crazy couple months.
Yeah, you hanging in there?
Yeah, just trying to stay busy.
Yeah,
just trying to not lose my mind from being home more than normal.
Yeah, yeah, I feel you. Things have been crazy everywhere from the sounds of things, so hope everybody is staying safe and staying busy. So do you see any of the movies that we talked about last time?
Oh man, I still haven't watched Sonic. Haven't watched Birds of Prey.
Oh man.
My movies stuff is lacking. I mean, I've been catching up with some TV shows, but every time I get pulled one way, I go in a different direction. Work has been like crazy because my job's never closed.
Yeah.
So I didn't think we was only that essential, but apparently it still considers essential.
Everybody needs their cell phones. That's for sure.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's exactly what happened. Like, because the schools are doing remote, so a lot of people start grabbing like tablets and phones from us for their kids to do schoolwork.
Yeah,
it's just been crazy. Yeah, as far as like all the movies that we've talked about, I think the only movie we saw that I don't know if we talked about, we probably have, was Trolls.
Yeah,
my daughter fell in love with Trolls.
Yeah,
so I watched like the World Tour movie like 50 million times just because she loves it.
Uh huh.
But I think that's the only like movie we I think probably discussed that I saw. Everything else I care to watch has been pushed or
haven't
got a chance to watch.
Yeah. Hopefully, stuff got pushed to this quarter three. So hopefully, you know, we get to start maybe seeing some of these movies. AMC is supposed to open up a select few theaters across the country next month. So we'll see what happens. We'll see.
I know. Fingers crossed. Every state runs different.
Yeah.
I'm in Jersey and the governor here is like, he is taking them forever. Like, he just opened up barbershops. And he just, I think last week, opened up non-essential businesses.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. He's like real strict on this stuff. Jim's still no determination when.
Dang. Crazy. Yeah. Before we get into our discussion on upcoming movies, we have a few iTunes reviews to read. So I'll go ahead and read those. The first one comes to us, let's see, from, let's see, I think we read that one. I'll read it again just in case. Phil123451. Says, great show. The show scratches my nerd itch excellently. A great mix of fun and informative. 5 stars. Thank you. Next one comes to us from Amish Games. Says, fun, funny, and nerdy. There are a plethora of nerd-centric podcasts out there. So it really comes down to the likability of the hosts. The hosts of this show are really funny and charming, and are some people I would hang out with in real life. Check out this podcast. Thank you very much, Mr. Amish.
Wait, the guy's name was Amish Games?
That's his tag.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
Amish Games. That is awesome. Hopefully nobody knows what he's doing.
Yeah. next one comes from, I think is my cousin, and she's got a weird handle, so. Pretty sure it's my cousin. Yeah, I'm almost positive. She says, it was so weird, but so cool to listen to my voice on the Ghostbusters episode. So yeah, her. Made the kids listen to it while we drove to the lake. They said they did. Said I did not sound like myself, but they learned so much about the movie in the process. Now they're going to be saying the lines all over the place, just like their mom. Had so much fun. The episodes was so much fun to record and listen to. So yes, thank you very much. And then the last one we have comes to us from Film Shake. They are it's a podcast that I've been kind of talking to and going back and forth with.
Oh, nice.
They say wonderful Nerd Hideaway breaks down various awesome / nerdy subjects. Very informative. And the host sounds like the kind of dude you want to hang out with. Great guest too. And an overall relaxed and chill / comfort food vibe. Excellent show. So thank you very much, Film Shake. That's awesome.
The people love you.
I guess so.
You know what this means? You get free, free shots.
Free shots.
Every time you visit like somebody's hometown,
I know.
You get like free shot. Go like across the map and just get shots from every city you stop at.
Yes, right. And I just got to figure out where these people live. That's going on a road trip.
Remind me of Jay and Silent Bob. Remember when they hunt down whoever was talking about them online?
Yeah. Yeah, that was funny. All right, one more thing to do before we get into the movies. We have a promo to play from I Understood That Reference podcast, another podcast I've been kind of working with and talking to, and so I will edit their promo in here.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ross. What's the crack?
And I'm Rob. And this is our podcast, I Understood That Reference.
We cover all corners of the pop culture spectrum, including movies, comics, which is my favorite, games, and everything in between.
With our own unique mix of games, trivia, a little insight, all wrapped up in Irish accents.
And of course, the tin whistle.
So get up them stairs and download this podcast into your ears.
I'm Ross.
And I'm Rob.
And this has been I Understood That Reference. Available on Spotify, SoundCloud, Podchaser, and wherever else decent podcasts are available.
Yay! All right. So, quarter three. We're almost halfway through the year. Thank goodness.
I'm done with 2020.
2020 was supposed to be the year, man. It's like... Obi-Wan to Anakin, you were the chosen one, chosen one, and you failed us all. Thank you, 2020. But like I said, next month, come July, we're supposed to start maybe, possibly, hopefully, getting some new movies come to theaters. So fingers crossed. Say your prayers, whatever. To whatever deity you may choose, and I need my movies, man. I've been going crazy. Man. Like I've been watching a lot of TV shows, like catching up on a bunch of Netflix and stuff. But man, I need my movies.
Yeah, I've seen a bunch of people online talk about the movie theaters isn't essential, and I'm like, I speak for yourself, man. I love going to the movies.
Yeah,
and just the and even if it was a movie that I didn't like really care to see. Still just love the feeling of going myself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I wouldn't like buy snacks for them because they're expensive. But, I mean, I still like going. You know, I got the big bag with dollar store candy.
Yeah, sneak that crap in. Yeah, yeah. No, I mean it's a real thing, man. Like, I mean, Shakespeare, even like back in his day, I mean, he was performing for the common folk. He wasn't putting on shows. For the nobles and high and mighties, and it was for people to get away. So we need our theater. We need our escape. That's for sure.
Man, tell me about it.
So July 10th is like I said. I said before. This we're going to be. There's a few movies that say they're coming out. There are a lot of movies that say they're coming out in the next few months, but these are really kind of the fandom related ones that I saw. So July 10th, we have a movie called Unhinged with Russell Crowe. Did you get to see any of these trailers?
See, I saw the list, right? And I was like, I seen most of them, but then like I read them when I was at work, so I never like got the chance to go back and like bring like since I saw most of them. I'm like, but yeah, Unhinged didn't make it. I think I seen a picture of Russell Crowe looking all Russell Crowe-ish, but like recall the trailer.
Yeah, so Unhinged is basically a movie about road rage. Is what it looks like. I don't know, he gets cut off or something by this lady and her daughter, or not her daughter, but her son. And he like, in the trailer, it shows him like kind of pulling up next to him at next to them at a red light. And he's like, hey, I get that we all have bad days. Like, you know, so, or yeah, something. So he like chases him down. He's like, so I'm learning myself. I'm just going to apologize for, you know, for being all crazy and stuff. I just want an apology from you. And the lady doesn't apologize. And then he goes nuts. Like he starts chasing her down, like, stalking her. Yeah.
Apology.
Yeah. So kind of, I don't know what you'd call it. Like, it looks similar to a movie that I've seen. I just can't remember.
You just start a movie from like any like piece of like life scenario.
Yeah,
there's gonna be a movie called Jaywalking. Watch, just wait on it.
Just Jaywalking. that'd be freaking funny. That'd be hilarious. I'd definitely watch that movie if it came out. But Unhinged looks pretty good. Russell Crowe, you know, he's Russell Crowe. He's a pretty good actor. So, I don't know if it'd be one that I saw in theaters, but then again, maybe I would if it came around and there was nothing else in town, just because it's been so long since I've been.
For real, you can watch anything at this point.
Yeah. So that one looks pretty good. Next one we have in July is on the 17th. It's called Saint Maud. The synopsis goes as follows. This movie follows a pious nurse who becomes dangerously obsessed with saving the life of her dying patient. And the trailer looked pretty freaky. Like it's a thriller slash horror. I think it's rated R. So it's going to be, it looked pretty intense. The trailer looked pretty intense.
That's the one from A24, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That one looked pretty good. Had some of those Hereditary vibes to it as well. Kind of, I don't know, kind of really like really weird from a religious aspect, kind of, you know, like I said, the really pious nurse kind of on the zealous side of things. And I don't know, it looks pretty interesting. Probably I'd probably give it a watch if my wife is up for it. She's kind of a pansy nowadays when it comes to horror movies. So I know. Sucks. I gotta like stay up way late and watch him when she's asleep on the weekends. But
I got you. If you want, you video call me and I'll watch the movie with you.
Okay, man. Sounds good. We'll have.
As long as you don't get caught, they're gonna think you're pirating the movie. Kind of will be, but won't be.
Just hit play at the same time. Boop. And then, well, or I'll move the camera over so you can see or something. So that one looks pretty good. If you're into the horror movies, next weekend we have Mulan. We've talked about Mulan on the already.
The twice, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think they moved it twice. I think they moved it into each. It was set for the beginning of the year, and then they moved it, and then they moved it again. So yeah, Mulan again. coming around, you know, by the way things are going, it might end up in quarter four, who knows. But set to come out on the 24th of July. So hopefully that I did read though that with the AMC planning to open theaters, Mulan was one of the movies that they were planning on opening with. And there was one on the 10th. Maybe it was Unhinged. I believe it was.
They need a big blockbuster movie to really like set them out.
Yeah.
They either go big or go home because they don't know what's gonna happen. So I'm like, yeah. Y'all need to get what y'all can now.
Yeah, and like I said, I think I vaguely recall the dates being the 10th and the 24th, and the 10th was like the biggest movie that I could see. And Russell Crowe is a big name, and the trailer looked like it had some good car chases and stuff. So maybe it was Unhinged and Mulan, but yeah, we'll see. We'll see if anything comes out. But we also have another movie set to come out on the 24th, along with Mulan, called Radioactive. It's a biopic on Marie Curie. So she's played by Rose. Huh?
So who's Marie? Hold on. You got to remember, I was born in the 90s. Who's Marie Curie?
Marie Curie, she's the one who discovered, I think, plutonium or uranium, something radioactive. She discovered radioactivity, and she was back in like the 1800s or early 1900s. I can't remember.
French-Polish lady?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just Googled her, and it's like, Casey looking like you just like popped up on screen.
Yeah. She's being played by Rosamund Pike, so it should be a pretty good movie.
Well, was that the girl from Gone Girl?
I think so. I think so. Let me look.
Rosamund Pike. I'm like, that name sounds familiar.
She's a big name. I just can't, like, and you're probably right, but.
She was pretty good in Gone Girl. I haven't seen her in much, but
yeah, she's in Gone Girl. Yeah, she's way good in Gone Girl. So yeah, it looked pretty good. The trailer looked pretty good. And you know, lately they've been killing it with the biopics. Really, like biopics.
Yeah, biopics. That's a new thing now.
Yeah. So
part of the reason too, because you know they run out of ideas in Hollywood, so might as well just do stories based off movies based off of books and real people.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of people from history that did a lot of crazy stuff that, yeah, like if you didn't know any better, it'd be, you know, just another movie. So yeah, we got the first doubleheader for quarter three coming up on the 24th, Mulan against Radioactive. Thinking Mulan's probably going to take it, but I'll probably end up watching both of them.
Most likely.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't go against Mulan. Like, Mulan is what came out in the 90s.
Yeah.
So you have those people who saw as a kid or as a young adult or even adults of their kids.
Yeah.
So those kids probably have kids. And then, of course, Disney is Disney, so.
Yeah, and it looks dope. Like, the trailers look dope. It looks like
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Yeah, it looks like full-on kung fu movie. I'm excited. So Mulan's probably most definitely gonna take it. So then the next weekend on the 31st, we have Christopher Nolan's movie coming out, Tenet.
Oh, yeah, that looks good.
Yeah, it looks absolutely insane. Like,
I actually want to watch that. Yeah.
I think I watched the trailer for the first time like yesterday. Like, I had read about it, but I didn't like. Sometimes when there's movies that I know I'm going to watch, like I try not to watch too many trailers.
I saw it on trailer and a movie that I saw. I can't remember if it was Joker or the My Hero Academia movie I saw in the theaters.
I'm
thinking Joker for some reason. But I remember watching it in theater, but no, that movie looks intense.
It looks crazy.
I mean, Christopher Nolan's good. Like, I don't know if you ever saw Memento, but like.
Yeah, Memento's great.
It's like the one movie Christopher Nolan nobody ever talks about.
Yeah. Like all of his movies are really, really good. This one, you know, same. It looks like it's gonna be awesome. The whole idea of him, I don't know. It's kind of hard to understand some of his movies, though. Like Interstellar.
I was gonna say that. Like, I'm gonna go into it like not believing anything.
Yeah.
Just watch it.
Yeah. Like I said, like, you kind of have to really pay attention to his movies. They make you think, for sure. Interstellar was that way. Like, I was watching, I was like, what the heck? Like, he's back in time, but like, no, he's forward in time. It took me a couple times to watch it before like it clicked all the way. So and Tenet, with him being able to, like, according to the trailers, reverse time or use time in reverse or something, it looks interesting. The premise looks very interesting. And I had the thought after I watched the trailer, I said, well, the whole movie is about him, like, going backwards, like, using time in reverse. So I was like, I'll bet the whole movie, like, if you watched it from back to forward, like, it'd make more sense. It's just going to be, and knowing Christopher Nolan, that's probably going to be the trick. So
just the Memento.
Yeah.
Memento didn't make sense until the end.
The very end. Yeah. Yeah.
That's when everything started piecing together like butt cheeks. But other than that, it's like,
yeah. Yeah. So it looks really good. For July, I mean, July is usually a busy month for movies, and we've only got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 that, and like I was kind of stretching on some of the ones that I included in here. July looks pretty scarce for movies. But like I said, hopefully things will start picking up. August, they have a few more set to release, and then September has more as well. So with that, we'll get into August. On the 14th of August, we have Bill and Ted Face the Music. Hey, wasn't this one? Didn't we talk about this one as well? Like, we talked about this one last time.
I'm trying to think if we did. I felt like we had a conversation about it, but did it get pushed?
I don't remember if it did. Well, maybe not, because the trailer just dropped recently. Like, it was pretty, like, it came out, what, a few weeks ago is all?
Yeah, because I remember, if we brought it up, it could have been in the first quarter, because I think overall we just talked about movies coming in 2020.
Yeah.
And we were excited about Foolish Us.
Yes, silly us. So yeah, Bill and Ted Face Music. Man, I'm excited for this one. Like, I'm way excited for Bill and Ted. The trailer looks like it's got that same feel too as the first two movies. I'm really excited to see what they do with it. It's a lot of hype to live up to. Yeah, too. You know, even in just the movie, like, you know, writing a song to save the world. if there was ever a song that we needed at this time, like, that's the song that we need right now. It's the song to save the world.
Save the world.
Face the Music.
That reminds me of the Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
I don't know if you watch Rick and Morty. Show me what you got episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
The aliens.
Yeah. Man, it looks good though. I'm really excited. So, Bill and Ted Face the Music, August 14th. The another one that's coming out on the 14th. I don't think it had a trailer. Actually, I got a notification from IMDb today saying that a trailer for this movie dropped, and I thought that I watched it yesterday, but I didn't. Movie is Greenland. It's got Gerard Butler in it, the Synops says a family struggles for survival in the face of a cataclysmic natural disaster. So there was and I think there were more, let me look, there were more big name
Morena Barson. What the hell's her name? I'm trying to read her last name. I just got the one from Deadpool.
Morena Barcayan. Scott Glenn.
Yeah, Barcayan. Okay.
Yeah.
They got King Batch.
Yeah.
From the TikTok and videos.
Yeah.
I saw some. I saw like a little, I don't know if it was a clip or I seen something about it. Maybe it's an article, but I'm just like, I'm over these whole like world ending stuff. Like, we're already living it. Done.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know if you saw the news about Twister having a remake or something.
Oh, no, I didn't see that. Like,
yeah, they just announced like yesterday about, I guess the studio's working on another Twister movie. And Buddy Mom was like, what's the point of this? Who asked for this movie? And I'm like, most likely they're going to do like a world ending Twister. Yeah. Like, yeah, they already did it. I'm like, do it again. Like, they made Twister and they're trying to do it again. So it's, yeah, I'm just done with these like world ending stuff. Like, I'm like, I'm not probably not gonna watch like at all.
Yeah.
Free themselves off this past.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how well that would go over a remake of. I mean, the original is pretty good by itself. Like, I don't know that you would need to remake it for that reason, but like the, I don't know, disaster movies, they are kind of like they've been done over and over again, and at this point like there's not much more that they can do without like being ridiculous. Yeah, so I don't know, I think definitely gonna be going to see Bill and Ted, but If Greenland, you know, happened to come on Netflix, I'll probably give it a watch or something.
It's not a bomb.
It probably will.
I swear it is. Like, it's not a bomb bad. It's going to be one of those movies.
Yeah.
Like, because the thing, well, the sad part about Gerard Butler, he tends to land movies that don't do that good.
Yeah. Yeah, he has.
He's not a bad, like, actor.
No.
I mean, he's not great, but he's not bad.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, he could land pretty solid movies. Like, the last movie that I saw from that I really liked was Den of Thieves.
That one was pretty good. I agree. He's got, I mean, he definitely has had some roles that were like he was great in. 300.
I like that movie, The Ugly Truth. I don't know if you saw that.
That was a good one. Catherine Heigl.
That was
300, Phantom of the Opera was pretty good. I know a lot of people like have mixed feelings about that one, but let's see, Law Abiding Citizen was another one. It was really good. He's had, like I said, he's had some good movies, been in, you know, had some pretty good roles. But yeah, I agree. He's not a great actor.
So, yeah, but he's good.
Yeah, he's good. Like,
he holds his own.
He's good. So yeah, that's for August 14th. The next weekend on the 21st, we have Antebellum. It has Janelle Monáe. It's produced by the producers of Us and Get Out. This one looks really interesting, actually. Like these movies that they've been doing look really good. This one looks good. They've all been good so far. And this one, like I said, looks really good. The synopsis says a successful author, Veronica Henley, finds herself trapped in a horrifying reality and must uncover the mind-bending mystery before it's too late. So, like, the trailer. Did you see the trailer to this one?
I haven't seen the trailer, but I saw like I seen a glimpse of the trailer. So I like, feel like I.
Yeah. So this one, it was really interesting. The trailer starts. You know, she's a she's an author in modern times. And then like she goes to sleep or something and she wakes up as a slave on a plantation. And it seems like there are other people, other slaves who are there, who are kind of in her same boat. Like they don't know why they went back in time to this plantation. But they're like all they're freaking out, and she's got to try to figure out how to get back to her own time and all this stuff. Like it looks, it's going to be one of those, like the other two, Us and Get Out. It looks like it's going to be, one of those mind benders, like kind of crazy thriller type movies. So, like I said, it looks really good. I'm probably gonna give this one a watch as well. So,
the horror movies, for some reason, like not many horror movies I pay money to see in theaters.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I just out of like coincidence.
So all of August, all the weekends in August have double headers. So that on the 21st, up against Antebellum, is a movie called Let Him Go. Starring Kevin Costner and Diane Lane. This one sounds pretty interesting. There's no trailer to this one, but it sounded pretty interesting. The synopsis says retired sheriff and his wife, grieving over the death of their son, step out to find their only grandson. So I don't know. Like, it's a crime drama thriller, according to IMDb. And with Kevin Costner, who knows? It might kind of – it doesn't say action. It's not an action flick. So I don't know if it would be – like, it kind of seems like Taken a little bit, but not – you know, but not. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like the same feel.
Kind of the same feel, but like not as action. It seems like that's kind of my take from it. It seems like it'll be interesting to watch. I don't think that it, like I said, it doesn't have a trailer. I haven't really seen anything else about it, so I'm leaning
towards. It's hard to judge off this one.
It is, but with the lack of what I have to go on right now, I'm gonna say Antebellum is gonna dominate at the box office that weekend.
Oh yeah, most definitely. It looks really good, but that Diane Lane movie looks sounds pretty interesting. Like I'd watch it, but I don't know if I watch it over Antebellum.
Right. Like I said, all these movies that we go through are movies that I'll probably watch if I get the chance. I don't know. It seems like the concept seems rehashed. But you know, Kevin Costner and Diane Lane, like I'm probably going to end up watching it at some point. So, that's for the 21st. On the 28th of August, we finally have the New Mutants. Nobody ever
changes. Yo, that movie's been pushing before Corona.
Oh my gosh. Nobody ever thought this movie was gonna actually make it. Like this movie has been pushed so many times.
They play in so many games. I don't see why they just don't release it on one of the platforms.
Something. I don't know.
Because I don't even think people are gonna care when it comes out in theaters. You know, it's not a Disney movie. You know what I mean?
Right. It's gonna.
It looks pretty good. I mean, I ain't gonna knock it. It looks pretty good. It's just knowing how people are today and what everything's going on. I don't know if it's a necessity or priority for people
right.
to watch that movie.
Right. Yeah. Like this one, from the sounds of things, kind of was. Like even before Disney bought Fox, like it sounds like it was a train wreck from the beginning. And then, so I don't know. So maybe it's a good thing Disney bought the rights and kind of stepped in and did some reshoots and tried to fix it up as best they could. But I don't know. Like, I'm my opinion is like I'm interested into seeing like how bad it actually is. You know what I mean? Like why it's taken so long to come out, and why it's taken them so long to release it. So like I might go just out of like a morbid curiosity, like to see, you know.
That's
just
me. I saw Dark Phoenix in theaters.
Did you? I didn't watch Dark Phoenix. I don't know if I didn't have the chance or whatever, but
did you end up seeing it?
I did, yeah. I mean,
it was, I don't think it was as bad as people have seen it though.
No, like it wasn't
great, but I mean
I liked it better than X-Men 3.
Most definitely.
I mean, it's basically the same movie, but I liked it a lot more.
I did too. A lot of it. Could have been Michael Fassbender's Magneto, but
yeah. Yeah.
That one scene where he like takes the damn train from the bottom was like crazy.
Yeah, it was nuts.
But for me, like as far as like 2019 goes, like the superhero movies, I thought Hellboy was worse.
I kind of get that. Like that one was kind of.
I had so much hope for Hellboy.
I know, like especially with David Harbour, like he was.
Yeah, like I don't think he was the issue at all, though. If I'm gonna be fair, like I don't think he was the issue.
Yeah, like I don't think from what I've read and kind of looked into, like that it wasn't his fault at all. So
yeah, like some movies you just can't blame. Like I don't blame Ryan Reynolds for Green Lantern.
Yeah, me neither. Like I don't blame Ben Affleck for Daredevil. Like that, like might not have been a great casting choice, but like it wasn't his fault that movie sucked.
Yeah.
So New Mutants. I'll probably end up seeing, because like I said, I just kind of want to see if it's gonna be as bad as people are saying it's gonna be. But you got Maisie Williams and Charlie Heaton and some other pretty good actors in there, so hopefully they were able to salvage something.
Speaking of New Mutants, a buddy of mine, he ran into a New Mutants comic from back in the day.
Really?
Yeah, he did. Because he doesn't know nothing about comics, he just had one from like I think his dad or uncle or something. Uh-huh. He had a bunch of comics that they didn't know much about, but he ran into them. He knew, he was like, hey, I know you're in comics and stuff, but can you tell me about, like, you know, and then, like, I don't know much about, like, grading comics. I just, like, read them and collect them and call it a day. But I checked, you know, there's a, I forgot what I used, but I used, like, a website that showed you. And even, like, his wasn't in good condition, but I'm like, if you give it some time and let this new movie come out, and
right,
we'll check back again and see where it's at.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll definitely help the grading go up for sure. Get some more money. Also on the 28th of August, we have a movie called The Courier, or I guess in Europe it was called Iron Bark. Or cool is name. Called. Yeah, it's got Benedict Cumberbatch in it. The synopsis goes as follows. Cold War spy Greville Wynn and his Russian source try to put an end to the Cuban missile crisis. Just the synopsis alone sounds interesting. Kind of a spy espionage type movie. I'm all about those kind of movies. Especially if they're kind of based in truth. And Benedict Cumberbatch, he's a good actor. So,
I don't like Cumberbatch.
You don't like him?
No. I think we talked about it before. I don't know if I mentioned it. I don't like his face.
Yeah, I think you did mention that, actually.
Yeah, I call it a melted peanut. I don't like his face.
Yeah.
He's a great actor. I'm not going to, like, take away from that man's skill. He's good.
Yeah.
But I just don't like his face.
Yeah. Yeah, he does have a weird-looking face. Do you ever see the episode of, I don't know if we talked about this back when we talked about Benedict Cumberbatch before, but do you ever see the episode of Man versus Wild where Bear Grylls got stung by a bee right between the eyes and ended up looking like Benedict Cumberbatch? Did you see that?
I feel like we have. I remember mentioning something like that.
Like his face all swells up and he ends up looking like Benedict Cumberbatch. It's pretty funny.
It's crazy how like bumps and stuff can make you look totally different.
Yeah.
My little cousin, she was about, I think, 10 years old, had a pillow fight with another cousin of mine. She fell down the stairs and her, like, the same place that you said between the eyes.
Yeah.
Swelled up. So she like Tony the Tiger for like a good week straight.
Yeah. It's funny. So yeah, New Mutants is what I'll be going to see on 28th, but that does it for August. In September, on the first weekend, we have actually a triple header. And honestly, well, I think I know which way it's going to go, but it's going to be kind of it's going to be kind of close between at least two of them. So the first one we have is the one that I don't think will do very well, really. But it's called Honest Thief. It's got Liam Neeson and Jeffrey Wright. The synopsis says, a bank robber falls in love and wants an honest life, so he tries to turn himself in, but then has to fight the feds when he realizes they are more corrupt than he is. I don't think there was
did they have a trailer for that?
I think they do.
I've seen something. I remember watching like them two and then, but it wasn't like memorable enough.
Yeah.
But I remember seeing it.
I mean, it looked like it. I mean, it's Liam Neeson. It looked like one of his Taken action flicks. So, I mean,
how old is that man? Why is he still trying to fight people?
I don't know. I think I read something actually a few weeks ago, a month ago, or I don't know, that he said he was done with action movies. So,
this is gonna be the last.
This might be the last one. Yeah. Which let me look. Liam Neeson. He was born in 1952. So what does that make him? To see that be 70, almost 70 years old.
Yep.
Sounds about right. So yeah, that would be about the time to to hang it up. He's 68 years old. I'd probably say I'd be done too.
Just give it up. Yeah. I mean, he had a good run.
But. Yeah, he's a good actor. Like he doesn't need to do
action, right?
Like he's a good actor by himself. Like
at this point it would just like calm down from. But then again, you got people like Stallone and Schwarzenegger, just like I can see The Rock doing the same thing, just like on a respirator and wheelchair, still doing Fast and Furious.
Yeah, I mean, I get that, but at the same time, like those three are like they're known for their action movies. Like
Liam, I was gonna say that, but Liam Neeson has a little bit more range.
Yeah, he does. Like Liam Neeson really only started doing action movies when he did Taken. Like that was really his starting like his point. First.
He started
his
off first. Pretty, yeah.
So I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how that one does, especially against the other ones that I'm about to mention. So the other one, the next one that I that comes out on the 4th of September is called Monster Hunter. It's based on the Capcom game, if you ever watched that or played that. Did you ever play Monster Hunter?
What system is that?
I don't know. It's a Capcom game. I don't know what system it's on. I never played it.
I know there's a Monster Hunter game that everybody was playing on PS4. I don't know if it's the same. Is it the same one?
Let me look it up. PS4, yeah, maybe that one.
Oh, okay, yeah. So I never played the game, but I remember a buddy of mine's when it came out, he like took a day off the game and play a game and do whatever he did with it. I'm not really into those type of games. So I mean, that movie's gonna do well.
Yeah, I think so too. Well, I'm kind of surprised that. I mean, it only came out in 2018, so I'm kind of surprised that they're making a movie. I didn't look into the game, and like I said, I didn't play it, so I'm kind of surprised that they're making a movie of it, a movie of the game so early. You know what I mean?
Like it's only been out for a couple of years. Like why the rush?
Right, but I mean, they didn't have a trailer, but the pictures that they had on IMDb look pretty good, and the cast is pretty top notch. It's got Mila Jovovich. Mila Jovovich. I can never say her name.
I don't know. Well, I trust you with saying names.
Fifth element girl.
Yeah. Or Resident Evil.
Resident Evil girl.
Whichever how you remember.
Right. So you got her. You got Tony Ja, and T.I. They're all in this.
Hey.
And like I said, the pictures look pretty dope. One of the pictures like showed Tony Ja holding a huge anime type sword over his shoulder. I was like, whoa! They're really going for it. Like they're going for video game. All right. Like I was like, okay. And for those who don't know about the video game, the synopsis, according to IMDb, says when Lieutenant Artemis and her loyal soldiers are transported to a new world, they engage in a desperate battle for survival against enormous enemies with incredible powers. So I don't know. It's going to be one of those crazy over the top, like complete blockbusters. Like it's gonna be good, I think. Like it's gonna be a good one.
Well, hopefully it'll end up like World of Warcraft. It seemed like a lot of people didn't like that movie.
Yeah, World of Warcraft was all right. It was I liked it.
You followed the game?
No. Not since it was like just an like what do you want to call it? Like before it was World of Warcraft. Well, I played when it was just Warcraft.
Oh, okay.
Back. What do you even call those games anymore? The strategy based like RPGs. Like what? I don't even know what they are. Like where you have the clicker with the. It was like if you were the Horde, it was like the severed hand and like. Like you,
damn. You know, I just thought about it, man. This is a random thought, right? You know, you saying that this game hasn't been out that long, and I already have a movie.
Yeah.
God of War has been out for how many years? On the PS2. Yeah,
right.
You need to tell me they haven't even touched the thought about. Well, I think they've discussed it. Although I think that would probably make a better series.
Yeah, probably.
Kind of like a what they did with Witcher.
Yeah. That I mean, I could see that. That'd be all right. The director for this, he's directed a lot of Resident Evil movies. He directed Alien vs. Predator. Let's see, Event Horizon. Oh, he directed Mortal Kombat. All right, so yeah.
Which Mortal Kombat? The new one or the old one?
The old one, the 95 one.
That's the first one.
Yeah. So.
Okay, we just gotta make sure we're on the same page.
Yeah. So yeah, it's gonna be like I said. It's probably gonna be over the top, tons of action, crazy action, like just ridiculous kind of movie. So
yeah, it's gonna be one of the movies you get what you pay for.
Yeah, it'd be entertaining for sure. And I will probably see that at some point, definitely. But I don't know that I'm going to see it this weekend, because on the same weekend, the 4th of September, A Quiet Place 2 comes out.
Oh.
Yeah. So that one's going to be – that one's most definitely going to dominate that weekend.
Yeah, that, yeah. Because that – I didn't think it needed a part 2, but, I mean, it could use a part 2, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and I think we've had this conversation, so I think they pushed it maybe because I remember talking. Yeah, I remember talking with you about this. Like, it didn't need a part 2. I said if they were going to do a part 2, I would have liked to see somebody like a different family.
Yeah, I remember now. I think that was the first quarter we talked about it, maybe.
Yeah,
I think it was first quarter. I'm trying to like record. Yeah, because I remember talking about like the same events happening, but with a different family at the time.
Right.
Like family A, family B type scenarios.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's, I'll definitely go see that one. But you said you really like Megan Good, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's in Monster Hunter as well. So that might be.
I might watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
change your mind real quick. Yeah. So I just, it was a, yeah, just scrolling through the cast and she's in there. It's like, hey, I think he like, oh, and it's got Ron Perlman in it. Dang, that's a pretty big cast. I don't know. Maybe it might be a closer race than I think it would be, but I don't know. We'll see. I'll probably end up seeing A Quiet Place 2 that weekend. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if any trailers come out and change my mind. We'll see. So that does it for that triple header on the 4th. Then on the 11th of September, we have The Conjuring, Devil Made Me Do It.
Okay.
Which one is this, like the third or fourth one in this series?
The third. In the Conjuring main series, the third.
Third one. Oh, right, because they have Annabelle in the Annabelle sequel.
Creations, I think.
Yeah.
That's called
it. Yeah. And then The Nun. Yeah, so.
They spawned the whole universe in that one.
Yeah. Doing a lot better with the monster universe than Universal did. That's for sure. But we won't talk about that. Conjuring, Devil Made Me Do It.
I'm excited.
Yeah, it looks good.
I don't know if we discussed it before, man. I love the Conjuring movies.
Yeah,
they're my favorite, like, newer current, like, films, horror films.
Yeah, they're really good. It's been a while since I watched them, but I remember the first one really freaked me out. Second one was really good, so I'm excited for the third one. Third one looks. I don't know if there was a trailer or not, but
I see like a poster of it. But yeah. I don't remember seeing any type of trailer or film for it.
Yeah,
Patrick Wilson back in there. Isn't it Patrick Wilson?
Yeah, there. Yeah, Patrick Wilson and what's her name?
That girl from Base Motel.
Yeah, Vera Farmiga. Vera Farmiga. I hate slaughtering names. I should really go on YouTube before these and learn how to say these names. But yeah, they're in it still. Let's see.
Yeah, because I think the Conjuring movies follow their story.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like
their adventures, I don't know. I'm excited for it. I love the Conjuring movies. I'm just waiting because I know they're spawning a whole like universe, and I really wanted to see the Crooked Man for some reason because he creeped the shit out of me.
Yeah, he was creepy. That's for sure.
I'm like, oh, cool! They're doing another movie. And I'm like, that's boring, bitch. And then you get Annabelle who don't do shit. And I'm like, come on, man, Crooked Man.
Yeah. According to IMDb, it says the plot is unknown. It's just the third installment of the Conjuring series. So, I don't know. Hopefully that doesn't mean they're not done with it. It just means that they're kind of keeping things tight-knit under wraps.
I was going to say, they didn't really release anything ahead of time. They always wait till like, closer to date.
Yeah, so hopefully. I don't know. But that one would be good. That would be good for September 11th. And then on the next weekend, on the 18th, we've got The Kingsman. The prequel to The Kingsman? Was it a prequel? I don't freaking know.
I think it's a prequel.
Is it? Yeah. But it look like I'm excited for that one too. Yeah. It's a collection of history's worst tyrants and criminal masterminds gather to plot a war to wipe out millions. One man must race against time to stop them. So yeah. Aaron Taylor Johnson.
That's a Quicksilver.
Quicksilver, yeah.
Okay.
And then it's got Gemma Arterton, Prince of Persia, Clash of Titans. Anyway, she's in it. Let's see. Ralph Fiennes, Stanley Tucci, Charles.
I was talking about Ralph Fiennes the other day. Boss. And he was in Red Dragon.
Yeah. So it's gonna be good. I really like the Kingsman movies. They're real fun. They're real fun to watch. That's for sure. It's kind of different. Kind of different action. Kind of different. Different idea, but like they're really good. The first two, anyway. So hopefully they can keep the same kind of feel to this one, especially with an all different cast. Then on the 25th, to close out September and also the third quarter, we have Candyman.
I know we talk about that every video. I'm so excited for that movie.
It looks really good. I'm really excited for this one too. Like
the worst part is it originally was supposed to come out this past weekend.
Yeah, I know.
As we're making this podcast.
Yeah,
like as we're talking, it was like we were supposed to have this conversation. Like, yo, I saw Candy. Nope. What happened was Corona happened.
Stupid Corona. I know. That's how we're supposed to have Wonder Woman at the beginning of this month too. Like,
oh my god, you're right. Holy
stupid Rona. Casting Rona.
Wait, so when is Black Widow supposed to be coming?
Let's look.
Because I was assuming that would have been third quarter.
I thought so too, but apparently not.
Because I think that was originally scheduled for April.
April or May.
April, May, yeah. I remember it was like
May 5th. I think it was actually supposed to be May 5th.
Yep. Yeah, because we said that every Avengers movie always lands in the first slot of May.
Yeah. So it's expected November 6th, which I think, oh crap, we're going to have a Marvel DC showdown. Might just have Wonder Woman's been pushed even further back to October. Son of a, yes.
Is it back to when again?
November 6th. And then Wonder Woman is October 2nd. So
I think it's smart for them to do an October slot. Because November things tend to like wind down. Everybody's getting ready for holiday season.
Yeah.
You know, because you got in November, you got Thanksgiving coming up. And then Black Friday, everybody's saving money for it. And then Christmas. And then December. October is like that last.
The last chance. Your last chance.
Also, too, you need to give people time to, like, see if they like this stuff for merchandise to be sold for holiday season.
Yeah.
You know, so. I mean, Wonder Woman, I think, is in it.
Wonder Woman's going to do good. Like, I'm pretty excited for it. I'm excited for both those movies actually, but I mean, they've dropped some sneak peeks at the like merchandise line and the action figures and stuff, and it looks dope.
Well, I was gonna say too, the Comic-Con was supposed to be this month coming.
Yeah. Yeah, it's dope.
So, I'm thinking they're gonna drop some news on some other stuff. I don't know if you saw that whole DC thing they got coming in August.
Yeah. I'm excited for that. It's gonna be
Man, The Rock shirt, this thing. Man, I'm ready.
I know. I'm ready. I'm so excited.
I found out about my girl. I told my girlfriend she's in love with The Rock. Yeah. So she tagged me in the post. So she knew about this whole DC shit before I did. And I felt insulted for a second. Like, what is this? And I look at him. Oh, my God. And I got so happy.
Yeah. It looks so...
Third quarter, though, seems kind of, like, weak from, like, all the pushes and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, considering, like, you know, in this quarter, Wonder Woman was supposed to be coming in July. Second quarter was supposed to be, like, Black Widow and Candyman. There's other stuff, too, that kept me up. Oh, the fucking Fast and Furious.
Oh, is that supposed to come out?
That was supposed to be this year. Yeah, and they pushed all the way to next year.
I know, they did that to a couple movies. I feel like the new Ghostbusters was supposed to come out this year, wasn't it? And then they pushed it to next year.
You know what movie was supposed to come out? Yeah, I think that was supposed to be this year. You're talking about Paul Rudd, right?
Yeah, Afterlife.
Yeah, that was supposed to be this year.
Yeah, it's set to come out 2021 now. I'm freaking pissed. I was so looking forward to... And I could be totally wrong. Like, I think, but I'm pretty sure, like, it was supposed to come out this summer, and then freaking Rona happened.
You're right. Because why would they release a trailer for something that's going to be 2021 all the way in the beginning?
Exactly.
That don't make no sense.
Does not make any sense.
Was it Godzilla was supposed to be this year?
Yep.
Godzilla and King Kong.
Godzilla versus Kong, yeah. That was supposed to be this year. Gosh dang, Rona.
I didn't read about anything that being changed, though. I'm assuming it will be.
I don't know. Yeah, we'll see.
I'm actually excited for that. Like, I don't know if you saw the King of Monsters, King Gods of Monsters, whatever it's called.
I haven't yet, actually. That one's, like, I keep meaning to watch that one, but I haven't watched it yet.
I loved it. I'm bugging me to watch it, too,
so. Have to do it.
When you asked the movies that we talked about last time, Onward. I saw Onward. I think a little after we talked about that.
Oh, yeah. Onward's really good.
It was good. It was different.
Yeah.
It was very different. I liked it a lot, actually. I was like, oh, this is cool.
Yeah. It's really good movie. what's funny is, was it last year, the year before? Like, really, pretty recently, my cousins, they got me into playing D&D with them.
Oh, okay.
And so I watched that. I was like, oh, this is so cool. Like, it's a freaking D&D movie. I really liked it. It was a good movie. It had a good story. It made you feel good.
It was a feel good movie.
I did the whole, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs thing, like, I almost teared up, but made my tear go back in my eye, like, that kind of thing.
So what kid movie made you tear up?
Which one?
Kid, it has to be only a kid movie, no, like, adult movie, a kid movie.
Well, I don't know. I'm a big baby, so, like, a lot of kid movies. Onward almost made me, like, I got really close to having one go down my face. So gets me every time is Hercules. Hercules always makes me cry.
What part?
When he's singing, like, in the very beginning, like, I Will Go the Distance, like, that song. I don't know what it is about that song, but, like, it hits me right in the feels every freaking time. It's like a knife in my heart. It's like, and I like a ball almost every time.
The Toy Stories give me like that. The Toy Story 3 and 4.
Toy Story 3.
I mean, all of them, because 2 has the part with Jessie when she's explaining what happened to her owner. Toy Story 3 when you think they're about to die in trash, and then Toy Story 4 when the ending.
Dude, I watched the first one with my kids. I don't know, a month or so ago. And I started getting misty eyed with that one when like Buzz like went to fly out the window. It's like, man, guy can't catch a break.
Realizes.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, wait, it's all fake.
Yeah. I was like, dang it. I don't know. I'm a baby.
And I've seen the movie like 50 billion times because I know. My daughter fell in love with Toy Story. And we've watched every single one 50 billion times. And they always tend to get me after watching every single. I can say them word to word at this point. Uh-huh. And they get me every time.
Yeah.
Especially with like 4, with the way it ends. Yeah. And my girlfriend looked at me and said, why are you still like get emotional? I'm like,
yeah,
you don't understand. I'm like,
they're best buds.
They can't do this. Like, what's gonna happen now?
Yeah. I know. Stupid Pixar, freaking. They do. Oh, I did tell my wife though. I was like, Pixar has a way of making like the thickest moms around. you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah,
like they got Elastigirl, and then the mom from Onward. Like I was like, oh man, like what are you guys doing over there, Pixar? Gosh,
like, what y'all feed these characters?
Goodness gracious, they've been drinking their milk, that's for sure.
Yeah, because even Bonnie's mom.
Yeah, Bonnie's mom. Story.
I was like, yo, what's up with these people?
No, I know. Down with the thickness. That's what's up. But
Onward was good. Onward was good. It sucked that they didn't have a movie release. Like,
it would have
been good.
It did, actually. We saw that. We saw it in theater. Maybe things were just barely starting to close down for everybody else. But it, like I said, it might just been on the cusp, but we saw it. I remember seeing it in theaters. And like I said, maybe it was right as things.
I was going to say that if it did, I think it was because it was right in the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah, it was right there.
And but I think the Trolls movie was like one of the first movies that they
went straight to streaming.
Like, it changed a lot of things. Like people started renting more than they actually probably doing. They rent it for like $20, the same price they spend on their kids and family going to the movies.
Right, right.
And they get to do it right in their home, pause, rewind, and watch it for the first 24 hours.
Yeah. It was 48 and on some streamers.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Sometimes 48. But, I mean, I don't know if you saw Trolls yet, but.
Yeah, Trolls is good. I love. I laughed my butt off. I freaking.
The first one I wasn't too impressed with. I didn't like the first one.
Yeah, the first one was.
And right. It was the second one. I was like, oh, okay, cool. This is good.
Yeah,
I fell over this one. Now her whole like room. I mean, she's a year and some change. You know, year like a little less than a year and a half.
Right.
So like right now, her whole room is like Disney and Trolls. So you got like Moana, Frozen, and Trolls.
Right.
And that's all she watches, Moana, Frozen, and Trolls. It got to the point that my girlfriend bought the Trolls DVD CD for the car.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, luckily she has her own car. I ain't got to worry about it. But, like, she bought it for her car.
Oh, gosh.
I'm like, you play that in your car. You
can right. Mine. Right.
Now you're going to see a Trolls CD flying out the window. You put it in my car.
No, my kids are the same way. I think we rented it at least a couple times. Dude, I was dying laughing at Ozzy's parts, like the old king, old rock king, freaking.
Yeah.
Dude, he was, when he drank that juice box and then skull crushed it, I lost it, dude. I freaking lost it. I was like, oh my gosh. I can't believe they threw that in there. That's hilarious.
The Techno Trolls are actually my favorite.
Techno Trolls were dope. They were pretty cool.
I love the Techno Trolls. Like, they opened up with Techno Trolls. It was like the perfect grab her, because I remember my daughter like saw the Techno Trolls and just stared at the TV from that point on.
Yeah, it was good.
Like, she was all into her little toys and whatever, and then boom, Techno Trolls came on, and she just watched the rest of the movie.
Yeah, I liked how they did you know, they gave every music genre of Trolls like their own definitely their own feel. Like I liked how the Techno Trolls, they were like underwater and everything like went with kind of with the flow.
Yeah, like little sea monkeys.
Yeah. and then how like the Rock Trolls, they were all about, you know, like denim and zippers, and like their monsters that they flew around in were like backpacks, like denim backpacks. see what else. The Country Trolls, they were pretty funny.
I actually like the Country Trolls.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
With Growly Pete having cracking up.
Yeah. Growly, 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 growly. I think that was like the last new movie that I've seen, though. It was like Trolls and Onward. And there was one more. Oh, Scoob. We watched Scoob. Did you watch Scoob yet?
I haven't. I forgot all about it.
Scoob's pretty good. You should watch Scoob. Good? Yeah, I liked it a lot. The only thing I wish they would have done different was instead of having Will Forte do Shaggy, they should have brought back Matthew Lillard. Because
a lot of people were pissed off about that.
Yeah, it was dumb. Like, Matthew Lillard was
perfect.
Yeah.
Even his voice, like, because you know, everybody's gonna say like, well, it's voice acting. I'm like, yeah. He's not just like him. So what is there to
exactly
voice act?
Will Forte, he was all right, but like he didn't do as good as Matthew Lillard. Like, that's the one thing that I had gripe about. Like, they should have brought back Matthew Lillard for sure. But
they said they're trying to spawn a whole like universe off that, ain't they?
I think so. Yeah, because they had a bunch of
Hanna-Barbera.
Whatever. Had a bunch of those characters. They had, you know, Blue Falcon, Dick Dastardly, Tracy Morgan was Captain Caveman. That's pretty funny. I would be all right with them spawning some different Hanna-Barbera character movies. So that'd be pretty dope.
I'm down. I'm down.
It's a pretty good movie. I really liked it. I definitely give it a watch. I forgot
about it. Yeah, you reminded me. I remember one of my kids asked me to watch, and I'm not gonna lie to you, I kind of ignored him. But yeah. Oh wow, I think we should watch that.
Yeah.
I'm off this weekend, so I might check it out. Maybe.
Yeah.
Sunday, hopefully. Maybe Sunday. Try to go to the beach tomorrow.
Gotta go do that. Gotta do that while you can before they shut them back up.
I know, man. I know, but Jersey's like that. That's how we get our money out here.
Yeah.
So I'm like, they're gonna be stupid to close the beach. Take advantage of it while Murphy being greedy.
Yeah. Definitely give it a watch this weekend. It's really good.
Yeah, I forgot about it, man. You just reminded me.
It was really good. Other than that one thing, like I already mentioned, but everybody else's parts were pretty good. They had Gina Rodriguez as Velma, Zac Efron as Fred Jones, and Amanda Seyfried as Daphne. They were all really good. I really liked all their.
You said Gina Rodriguez. That's Jane the Virgin, right?
Jane the Virgin. Yeah.
Okay. You know how I was thinking for a split second, the girl that plays Crazy Jane in Doom Patrol.
Oh yeah, no, not her. She is good though. Mark Wahlberg.
I haven't seen second season yet.
Oh no.
Nah, I love the first season, but I haven't seen
the second season either. Like
I have both HBO and DC app.
See, I'm not on HBO Max yet, so I haven't seen it.
It's all right. I mean, it's still new.
Yeah.
But it's only been a month since it's been released, I think.
Right.
I just in my second month. It's not bad.
Yeah.
It depends like what you're watching. Like I love Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Uh-huh.
Rick and Morty. Of course, they got some of the DC stuff.
Yeah. I've heard they've got a lot of content, you know, kind of like
they do, and it's a lot of adult stuff. Like, yeah, that's one thing about Disney I don't like. It's like it's all
kids stuff. It's all Disney stuff, right?
Because once you get past Marvel, then if you're in Star Wars, once you get past all that, then you're just stuck with like some Disney stuff that you like, and then you just
right.
That's it. You got, but, like, the other day I saw The Replacements.
Uh huh.
Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, love that show.
I fucking love that movie.
So good. Yeah. Other than The Mandalorian, there's really not much adult stuff on Disney. That's for sure. I'll get HBO Max here eventually. Just waiting for
everything. A couple months.
Yeah, wait. I just gotta wait to, you know, for things to settle down. Kind of.
I did the DC app for a year.
Uh huh.
I had some extra money, and I said, like, you know what? I'm just gonna do the year. I don't want to keep going monthly. I wanted to do HBO Max for a year.
Yeah.
But they didn't give me the option, or unless I was too stupid to read it correctly. But it was. I mean, I did the year for the DC app mainly for like the comics and stuff. Like, I'm at work a lot, so I'm like sometimes getting the comics is pain in the, you know.
Oh yeah, the comics alone is worth the subscription. It's crazy,
and that's why I did. I was like, I'm gonna just do the comics, and then of course like the shows that they have, and just to binge back on the Batman animated series. I'm like,
have you watched Stargirl yet?
No, I'm on the fence about it,
dude. Stargirl's it's actually pretty good. Like, I was pretty impressed. It's got it's really lighthearted and kind of got that Smallville feel to it, but it's really good. I really like it. I'm really impressed so far with what I've watched. I actually got to watch the new. I haven't watched the new episode this week, so I got to get on.
I was on the fence about it. Well, I saw they on Netflix. I don't know if you've seen it, but on Netflix, Nicky Jam. He's a reggaeton artist.
Uh huh.
He had a show called Ganador, which means winner.
Uh huh.
And that show was fucking amazing.
Yeah.
But I watched it because, like, all my Spanish friends were telling me about it because it's in Spanish.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, you should watch it. But I thought they'd just be typical Puerto Rican people where they all got sit together. So I was on the fence about watching it. But then I said, I was bored one day. I said, I'm going to give it a go.
Yeah. Right?
And I watched it. But no, I'm lying. He was on the Breakfast Club talking on the talk show and talking about it. He was like, yeah, my life is crazy. And even like the people that I was interviewing, I was like, yeah, I saw the show. It's wild. Like, is that really your life? So then I had to, like, I'm going to check it out. And it's really good. They have subtitles, of course, so you could watch it. But, you know, like if you're into a lot of people, like, was it Narcos? Then that's in subtitles.
Yeah.
So it's like that. So I'm like, you know, it's one season. You just watch it. It's just about his story. But the way it started off, it was kind of like timeline all over the place.
Uh-huh.
It reminded me of like Witcher's timeline.
Okay. Yeah.
How like it lived in two different places and then eventually combined into one.
Right.
That's what happened. Like in the beginning of it, he's younger, and then towards the middle, that's when he's an adult, or like not an adult, when he's I guess at the halfway mark of his career.
Yeah.
And then it goes into back when he's a kid, explaining how he met Daddy Yankee back in the day.
Okay.
But, I mean, the music to me is nostalgic because he's been out for years.
Right.
I'm hearing the music. I'm like, man, I remember that, or whatever the case may be. But I think it's generally a good show that I'm like, I think people should watch it. Okay, you know, like he had a crazy, like, rough life.
Right.
And he was between Puerto Rico and Massachusetts. Yeah, thanks so much. Yeah, but he's like back and forth, but it's crazy. Like, his mom's on drugs, and as a kid, he watches her like prostitute for money.
Yeah,
it's like wild. And then, like, he had like in runnings with some. It's a cool show, you know what I mean? But you know, I'm like, when you get opportunity,
yeah,
check it out. It's like, but don't watch with the kids,
right? Right,
it's very I had to turn it off a couple times, like, if my kids walked in.
Right, right.
But don't watch it.
Yeah, you gotta. See, the thing is, like, I'm taking a week off next week, actually. So I might give it a go. So yeah. That does it for this quarter, this next 3 months of movies. Hopefully we get all these movies and more, and things keep picking up and opening up, and we get to get kind of more back to normal instead of the new normal. I don't like the new normal.
Man.
I don't like it. It's not normal for me.
It's depressing, man. It is depressing.
It is. So hopefully we get these movies, come back. And hopefully people, you know, get out and see them. Go out and see them. You know, take precautions for sure. You know, social distancing, all that good stuff. But don't be so scared to go out and catch a flick if you can. So, thanks again, Raph, for coming on and talking movies with me. It's always a pleasure. It's always fun to have you on.
Likewise, I love being on here. Anytime you tell me, hey, you want to jump on, I'm like, boom, say no more. Clear my schedule and I'm in there.
Awesome. You picked up your YouTube channel yet?
Nah, not yet. I've been, I just been like busy with life. Between the kids, my girl, work, and then quarantine.
Right.
I've really been focusing on like working out. Like, that's like where my mind's been lately. It's been like in the gym, eating differently.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking about, like, when I do jump back in, just talking about that, like, just my body goals.
There you go.
I've been following a lot of like the bodybuilders,
uh-huh,
just to like see like what they're doing, just to get an idea of like what I should try, shouldn't try,
right,
eatings and all that. But that's where my mind's been. Even like a lot of my nerd stuff, like comics, I'm like in and out. Like, I'm not as big as I was in before.
Yeah.
It's easier to get into that than sometimes the comics because of like scheduling being like all.
Yeah, it is. It's easier. I mean, especially where that has real world consequences. You know, getting in shape and getting healthy and stuff. Where comics, it's just a time filler. It's kind of a time waster. It's entertaining and stuff, but ultimately, at the end of the day. Yeah, gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
You should do is talk about your superheroes and then how to look like a superhero. There you go.
That was my plan. That's what somebody suggested to me.
Yeah,
it was
like,
yo, you make the progress. Why don't you just use your channel and keep the same concept with your new lifestyle.
Yeah. There you go. There you go.
I'm like, yeah, nobody wants to hear about a fat man with a beard talking about lose weight.
Right. But thanks again for hopping on here. It's always fun. With that, we'll sign out. It's getting pushed an hour and a half. It's all good. We'll sign out and we'll say keep on nerding on. Thanks for listening, UFOFers. If you like what you heard, follow and subscribe, and be sure to share and review wherever you listen. Be sure to check us out on Facebook in our two different locations, the first being our group, and the second being our official podcast page. Follow us on Twitter at the FOFpod, and email us with any questions, comments, or ideas you may have at thefof.pod@gmail.com. Music is provided by my brother Hayden at twostepcuts.com. Check him out for any of your music editing needs. Be sure to check out and pick up an official FOF Pod t-shirt at storefrontier.com/thefofpod.